Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time zone you are and from wherever around the world you are. You are tuned to www.blogtalkradio.com, WMCL. I am your host, Ms. Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in. Having a very special guest in the building, as they call it. I'm going to let you know about her in just one moment. But before I do, for those who have questions, call in number 646-727-1542. Again, 646-727-1542. When you're ready to talk or ask questions, press the number 1 and I will bring you in. So who am I talking about for this afternoon in the time zone where I am in the 419? I'm talking about Miss Victoria Lawrence, a neo-trick artist known as Lynn Love, oh, I got that right, has been seizing the attention of the spoken word scene for a year, deriving from Toledo, Ohio, the 419, as I mentioned, also known as Mud. Mud Hens, for those who don't know. Love is inspired to write about romance and her surroundings. Love's first published piece, Love Means, exhaled fresh air into the question, does true love in the modern world still exist? Love's answer is yes, often speaking of topics others are afraid to address. She approaches them fearlessly while also granting vivid imagery to every listener. As a rising published artist, Love is focused on releasing new content and performing her art live. I must say that as far as the first published piece, Love Means, I had the opportunity to listen to that. And let me tell you something, talking about freshness, yes, it does bring fresh air into the question and also brings about a freshness in the world of spoken artists, which we are going to talk about at this time. For those of you who have tuned into the show, thank you very much, and thank you for staying with me, including this time around season 8. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, I'm going to make sure you know how the Miss Computer Lady shows, and it goes a little something like this. May I present to some and to introduce to others from the 419 spoken word artist, Lynn V. Love. Hello there, lady. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
What they say, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah. How are you? And thank you for coming to the Miss Computer Lady Show.
I am awesome. I thank you for having me and taking your time out to, you know, get the word out about spoken word. You see, it's not as common as it should be, I believe. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be on this platform this afternoon.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome. Speaking of spoken word, let me get a few questions in here. How did you get started and who inspired you to go into the spoken word realm, I should say?
Oh, definitely. Really, I would say what made me start it was my emotions. And I wouldn't say anybody really inspired me. I would say what inspired me to get into spoken word, and it was pain. You know, when you feel certain emotions at a younger age and you don't really have a way to communicate it or, you know, talk about it, people resort to different things, but me personally, I resorted to writing, and that's how everything made sense. So situations mm-hmm. and circumstances inspired me to write, and as I write and it wrote and it got on paper, it made sense to me, and from then on, it was history, as they would say.
Oh, okay. One thing about spoken word, I've been around a good number and environments about that, is not only to bring forth a message, it's also to kind of bring it forth in kind of a relaxed, winding down surrounding. Am I right about that, or is it a little more to
correct.
That than that?
Correct. It really depends on the different type of styles. Some people, if you listen to their spoken word, they're more into talking about pain all the time, and that's probably just all that they're feeling at that moment. Some people, their poems are mainly. Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought I lost
you
there.
Okay. Yeah, some of their poems are mainly streamed around love and then romance. So it's different type of, I guess, topics, I guess, that people focus on mainly for their spoken word. But mine personally is really diverse as far as whatever I speak about, it's whatever I feel. And being an artist, a spoken word artist, or a poet, as they would say, one thing they what people don't know is we heal from certain wounds, but we continue to open them up for other people because we have to have pieces and art, and our art is story. So the stuff we may band up and, you know, get over, sometimes we have to take the bandage off and let it bleed again just so we can make our art that much more open to whoever and to reach somebody. If you can reach one person in the words you're saying and they understand your art and they vibe with you, you've done your job, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. That's a good way to looking at it, and a brave way and a brave thing to do, because it's like, okay, you're trying to get over whatever you experienced. You're trying to do your part because you're human and everything in the
mm-hmm.
healing.
Right.
But it's like, do you have in the back of your mind sometimes, it's like, do I really want to do this because I'm finally starting to get over what I've been through? And
yep.
It's like, do I have to go through again
right.
what I had to do to heal from this?
Right. Yep, exactly. It's a healing process as far as releasing your art. And then you also have to look at it at a standpoint where certain situations and circumstances happen for you to release that art for somebody else. So when you get that positive mindset and focus on the pluses rather than the negatives, it makes everything much more easier.
Okay, I understand that. And I also understand that from what you're saying is that in the process of healing, if you can help someone, it can add to and enhance the healing that you need.
Definitely.
Am I correct or not?
Definitely, absolutely.
Okay. Spoken word is not necessarily rap. A lot of people get the two mixed up. What is the difference between spoken word and rap? Because a lot of people think that they're the same, but they're not necessarily the same. Because sometimes you have artists who are versatile to the point where, yes, they can sing, yes, they can, you know, rap, and yes, they
mm-hmm.
can do spoken word, but they're known as something else, so it can be kind of confusing. So what's the difference between spoken art and rap?
For me personally, like I, you know, researched spoken word and everything, and it said it's an oral art. And if I could be honest, the hip-hop game, the rap game, the stuff they're releasing now, is totally different from what was in the 90s and 80s when they actually talked about stuff. NWA was out here talking
uh-huh.
about actual issues of police and stuff like that. So now you got Young Thug and Fetty Wap and all these other artists just talking about really nothing that is, I guess, nothing substance-based, if I can say that. So I believe it was, our spoken word could have been, back in the 80s and 90s, compared to rap, spoken word and rap could have went hand in hand, but now two totally different things. Spoken word is feeling, it's actual stories. It's not it's not what these artists are releasing today, I should say. It's really, nowadays, if you have a nice rhyme or a nice beat or it's catchy, you go viral or you're an artist or and they've taken away from the feeling songs and actual messages. So me personally, spoken word brings a message nowadays, and
mm-hmm.
rap and hip-hop, it seems to be lacking in that area.
Okay, so that was what you were told spoken word really was, right?
Yes. Well, really, spoken, well, to be honest, when I first started it, it was considered journaling. It really wasn't put into the word a spoken word. It was journaling, or rather having a diary or talking about your feelings. But my words would rhyme and intertwine a certain way that was different from, you know, the journal entries you would do in school, talking about how your day was and stuff like that. So I kind of researched it and understood, like, this is totally different from just journaling or writing a simple page about your day or whatever the case may be.
Okay, and before we go into a break, let me ask this question. I know I've been to some events where, you know, spoken word sometimes is done with music, sometimes is done without.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel your best, you feel you do your best work with music or without music or what?
I believe I can flow the way I need to in both. But I would say I get my message across clearer without music because there's no distraction. You are forced to listen to my words.
And that'd be a challenge as well because you're trying to get the message. You're trying to make sure you keep the attention. And it's like, don't let me stumble. Don't let me stumble. Don't let me forget this line. Don't let me forget that line.
Yep.
Don't let me forget this word and all of that.
Right. Yep. I actually had a performance and I did the same line twice. And as I did it the second time, it caught up on me like, you already said this line. But I believe it's all about the expression and the way you say it because nobody knew. So
mm-hmm.
you really are in control of the audience's perception of you. You could fumble a million times in your head yourself because you are an artist and you're a perfectionist. But what you give off and what you portray to them is what they're walking away with. So rather I said it twice or three times, they could have thought, okay, that's a repetitive line in her speech. Just by the way I said it, I didn't look away. I didn't, oh, I messed up. I didn't pause. I just kept going. So I feel like my
mm-hmm.
focus is when I start my spoken word and say it's no music, I just got to continue. No matter what, I can't stop. I got to continue to make it known that, okay, she got it. All right. I like
mm-hmm,
that.
Right.
You know, now she's fumbling all over the place and stuff, so.
Okay, all right, everybody. Again, we are speaking with from the 419 spoken word artist Lynn V. Love. If you have any questions, again, 646-727-1542. Again, 646-727-1542. Make sure you press the number one, and I will bring you right in. While we are on this quick break, let me mention that on tonight, for those who will be on their way, make your way in the Toledo, Ohio area to the 419 for another of the Love Jones series. We are talking about poetry and soul. That's going to be tonight, 9:30 p.m. at our brother's place, address 236 North Huron Street. Again, our brother's place, the upper level of it, 233 North Huron Street. Let me repeat again to make sure I get the address correct. 233 North Huron Street, downtown Toledo. There is a $5 cover, and your vendor for tonight is Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC. The company will be having specials, discounts, and everything for the night. Make sure you spread the word and get it out there. Again, Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC will be the vendor for tonight. Some of the people who will be speaking include KY Lyric, Lindsay Thomas, Child of the System, and Monica Lene. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So, again, make sure you do that. And also keep tuned to the Miss Computer Lady Show. You can find the Miss Computer Lady Show not only on blogtalkradio.com, but on Spreaker, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Podomatic. wonders of technology. And we are back. As I was saying, make sure you also tune to the Mr. Pretty Lady Show, podomatic.com. And don't know if Mr. Pretty Lady will be on iHeartRadio. We are going to have to see. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get back to our special guest, spoken artist 119, Lindsay Love. As you know, it cannot be the Miss Computer Lady Show without a computers and or technology question. So here we go. Lady, let's ask you this question as far as computers and technology. What challenges have you had to be surprised by? And what I mean by that is, wait a minute, I just have this setup. What do you mean it's not working? What do you mean I got to do this and that and whatever? And how do you overcome them? Because the message is to let people know that computers and technology is here to stay no matter what.
Right. Basically, how I overcame it, one thing I found out is, as far as using computers and, like you say, the smartphones and tablets and stuff, people often are afraid to spend money. And quality is everything.
I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying not to laugh. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to laugh. But go ahead.
Yeah, because
I have my reasons.
Have a flip phone, you know, and then you can't have a flip phone and expect it to do what an iPhone or, you know, a Galaxy Note or whatever else does. It's not going to work that way. You can't just expect to be cheap as possible with your dreams, especially. Me personally, I couldn't have a flip phone.
That was powerful. Wow. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. Excuse me. That was powerful. Wow. Please say that again.
Yeah, with your dreams, you can't be cheap at all, period, because it's like you're putting everything on the line for what you want for your now and your future. Your dreams, your dreams shouldn't be something that you just dream about. It should be something you consistently are working on, working towards, and cultivating every day. Out of the time, say you work 40 hours a week or plus, whatever, every time that you have that free time, you need to be cultivating that dream and working towards pushing everything into that dream. A lot of people don't have dreams. And that's why they're dead. But those that do have it, they need to think with the mindset, well, one day I want this. So right now I got to sacrifice this. So you may have to pay a little more money for a computer or for your phone or whatever to get where you need to go. And that's perfectly fine, because at some point in time in the future, it's all going to pay off. So the way I see it is, and as far as technology, it can be tricky. But you always have to have a backup. That's what I did learn. I remember being at a place doing a piece, and my phone froze on me in the middle of the piece. And it was towards the end. I had added new content to it. And I was so embarrassed. But if I would have had it written out on a sheet or, say, a tablet sitting over to the side, I would have just went through that part right then. And that's something I had to learn. Technology, though, is an awesome thing to use. Sometimes it will not be, you know, consistently faithful to you. You have to learn how to have backups. So, like I said, it was on my phone. I could have had a tablet there ready, just on the same page to switch to. So, yeah, mainly with technology is just learning how to allow yourself to spend money. You're going to have to. It's necessary.
Okay, good. Excellent, good. And want to just put a little in there that for your future purchases of computers, accessories, and smartphones, make sure you go to the online store of yourcomputerneeds.net. There we go. So let me get that out, and she can concur with that as well. Let me go on, and I'm glad you mentioned that too, having backup, because with technology, you never know how it's going to go, just like with this here. You never know when all of a sudden it's going to be like, uh-oh, wait a minute, I need to do something real quick, because right now plan A is not working, and I need to enact, you know, put in place plan B and let it go into action real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely.
Okay. And I missed her when she was at the last Poetry and Soul, but I'm going to make sure I catch up with her one day soon live. But as far as appearances, any forthcoming, any in the works, any what's going on?
Upcoming, I have some outside because I sing as well. Outside of singing, I'll be having a gig at the Dirty Bird in October. I don't have the exact date as far as certain projects. I want to shout out 1802. He's a dope artist. He's just dope all around. I can't even put him in the category of an artist, but me and him are working on some things together as far as singles and just, I don't want to say too much, but we are working with publishing stuff and getting stuff out there. I'm going to be, tomorrow is going to be my year anniversary for my being a published artist, and I'm going to be posting 3 pieces on my page, lynn.v.love, and then Victoria Lawrence, which is my personal page. You can add me on there as well. But I'll be posting 3 pieces on there. You can be looking out for those. But all my live appearances and stuff, I post on those 2 pages. And normally, as soon as they come around, I'm good about getting them out there.
Okay. Well, happy anniversary, first of all.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. And I wish
you... Tomorrow will be a year from Love Me being the first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, definitely happy anniversary again to you, and I wish you continued success and many more to come.
Thank you.
Right, you're welcome. And the event is coming in October, but you'll let it be known more about it when everything is arranged and all of that?
Definitely, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Where can they find you as far as any Facebook or Instagram, or where can they find you?
Okay, so my Facebook, I accept on my personal page as well as my entertainment page, but my entertainment page is Lynn, L-Y-N-N dot V dot love, L-O-V-E. And then my personal page is Victoria Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. I also have Instagram. It's at Victoria Lynn Love. And I don't have a Twitter yet. I think I should get that, though. What do you think, Amber?
Okay. All right. Good. So make sure you check her out. And she does have a Facebook page, everybody. So Facebook.com. Make sure you type in the box Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Then V, then love, and then make sure you like the page. And Victoria Lawrence, make sure you friend her on Facebook. But she don't take no stuff. Let me make that perfectly clear.
Absolutely. Let them know.
They make it perfectly clear. No, she don't take no stuff. And anybody tries, she got some fan behind her. Just want to let you know. Okay. So, no, seriously, she got fan behind her. So, that's right. Okay, well, let's see. We thank you so much for stopping on the Miss Computer Lady Show. Thank you. And anytime you got something new or something going on, this is your home. Come and say, hey, Miss Computer Lady, I got to let people know about what's going on. I need to get an interview scheduled. We'll get it scheduled.
Oh, absolutely. I thank you so much for this platform again to get my word out there for my spoken word and just have people listening to my art.
All right, great. And before you go, let's see, is there a possibility we could be privy to just a little snippet of a little something before you leave later?
Definitely. the snippet of the piece I'm going to do, it's called For Worse or For Better. Normally when they say vows, they say for better or for worse, but a lot of times when you come into meeting somebody in a situation, they're off on the worse side in the beginning rather than the better. So a lot of people aren't built to walk with that person, fight with that person through whatever they're going through to get to the better. So let's basically talk about that. I'll give a snippet of it, and then the full part of it will be released tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't tell you I love you because I need you. When will you extend back your hand to me? I was just trying to reach you, or better yet, meet you in the middle. See, we share similar pain. I used to be afraid like you and comfortable in the rain because I never saw a clear forecast. Encouragement to open up for me, you know I'd be the last. But see, unlike everyone else, I see you. My heart sustained pain. I started to bleed through. 911, it's an emergency. I need you. You need me, and I need you. But you won't let go. Tears are lethal. Weapons, blowing up pride and letting your heart show. What if I told you I wouldn't turn my back on you like everyone else you know? I don't tell you I love you because I need you. I'm going to stop there.
I was getting excited, though. I'm like, woo, go ahead. Go ahead, but remember, it's just a snippet.
Yeah, right.
It's just a snippet. You're going to have to tune in tomorrow. Or for those who are going to check the archives, you're going to have to tune in September 24th, celebrating the day of the one-year anniversary. Those
woo!
Who will be tuning in, yeah! Happy anniversary.
Right, thank you.
You are very welcome. Happy anniversary again. All right, everybody, this has been an excellent interview with spoken word artist from the 419, Talita, Ohio, Lindsay Love. Make sure you check her out on Instagram, check her out on Facebook, and possibly soon be Twitter. We're going to have to see. Make sure you send her. Make sure you support her, because in the celebration of the one-year anniversary, she can relate to some of the talks that some people have taught her. Entrepreneurism is not too easy.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Right.
Not too easy, but... Right, not too easy, but it's worth it. Again, we wish you continued success, and
thank you.
You all the best. You are very welcome. You make sure you take care of yourself.
Oh, I will, definitely. You as well.
All right, thank you very much, and be blessed.
Be blessed, too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Everybody, again, spoken word artist Lindsay Love here on the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL. Make sure you stay locked in for the Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL. Again, on iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker, even YouTube. There is a Miss Computer Lady Show channel on YouTube. Going to be getting this interview up there. And finally, I need to mention again, Our Brother's Place, the upper level. 233 North Huron Street, Toledo, Ohio. It is the Poetry for Soul, Poetry and Soul Present Soul for Real. And the vendor for the event tonight is Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC. To check out what's going to be there, make sure you go to yourcomputerneeds.net. This is Miss Computer Lady signing off. Loving you all. Make sure you take care of yourselves. Have yourself a wonderful one, and I'm going to have a very special treat for you. Going to be going out with whom I had not too long ago. This is international recording artist High Five and their latest project called Kit Kat. I want to give a listen and make sure you take care, and like your computer needs a Talio LLC, check you out at the Poetry and Soul event tonight at Our Brother's Place. Mm-hmm.
freakiness, but girl, I must confess, I can't stop thinking about the love we made. In the morning I awake, still turned on from the other day, and my mind is pleasure. Why I'm asking you to judge.
Yes, we chop it up with that, and I promise you that I won't let it go.
Oh, bring
me all the pieces I can't. Can't wait to get in that. Girl, just let me get a taste.
Baby, won't you wait?
Yes, we chop it up with that, and I promise you that I won't let it go.
Don't know what it is exactly, but it lives inside you. Cause from the first time I was done, never thought I'd be the one that I fiend for you every day. But it's just that way. That's why I'm asking you to judge. Oh yeah. Girl, I promise you, won't go to waste, no. Girl, just let me get a taste, yeah. Oh yeah. Damn, I'm with it, girl. Come on. Break me off. Relax and just kick back, baby.
Can't sweat this thing for nothing. Gotta keep it coming. Kissing and we hugging. Pushing and we shoving. Neighbors think we bugging. Breaking stuff and hollering. Ain't no need for rushing.
That pink's a rocket kicking in.
While the building's bumping.
Break me all that chocolate loving.